Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our International Horticulture Session. And I'm just going to turn it right over to the speakers and let them have their full time. So the first talk is Simulation of Optimum Growing Dates for Dry Bean Cultivated in the Central Region of Brazil by Andrew Da Silva and others.
Good morning, everyone. As she just said, my name is Andre, and I will talk with you a little bit about one of my students and my studies that was performed in Brazil. It was the soil simulation of optimal soil dates for dry bean cultivated in the central region of Brazil. Well, to introduction you a little bit about what I did, I will talk about the dry bean. It's a leguminous, and the scientific name is Phacelus vulgaris, and their origin is Central America. It has an annual crop with a life cycle of 75 to 120 days. In Brazil, it's really common growing in the three seasons, which is the wet season, growing between October and December, dry season between February and April, and winter season in May and July. The chances of the growers there is to decide what is the best date of sowing for each season. So this become our objective, which is to determine the optimal sowing dates for each of these three growing seasons in the central region of Brazil. To do that, we use the crop model simulation crop grow dry bean. The study was performed in Tangará da Serra, Mato Grosso. This is the Mato Grosso state, and Tangará da Serra is a seat where it's located in the south of these states. The model was to perform this study was the crop grow dry bean developed by Virgin Boom 1994, and it's presenting the software DSAT 4.5. We need this model for run, it needs a minimal data set, which is genetic coefficients, weather variables, and soil variables. And I will talk a little bit about this minimal data set. First of all, the genetic coefficients. Before we collect the genetic coefficient, we performed an experimental field in 2011, which was with the cultivar BRS Splendor, sowing on December 15th in a run space of 45 centimeters or 0.5 meters between plants and 12 plants per linear meter. And then we collect the data, which was this. The antithesis, a range of height plants, a range of height of first height of plots, a range of number pods per plant, seeds per pod, seeds per plant, unfilled pods, 100 grain mass, and yield. The weather variables. The weather variables was collected from a meteorological state installed in the experimental field, which is from State University of Mato Grosso, and it was an historical data set of daily weather data for 6 years, from 2005 to 2010, and the data collect was solar radiation, maximum temperature, minimum temperature, and rainfall. Rainfall is the most important in the weather variables since it is which describe each of season. Then I plot a graph to show you the precipitation along of the all study. Then we can see each year and the precipitation each year, like 2005, but 2006, this is the year, 2007, and then going. And we can see that our wet season comprehend here, the dry season, and the winter season. The soil variables. We also performed some soil samples in the beginning of the season where we sent for a lab to analyze, and we got our soil chemical analysis, our soil tester, our physical parameters, and the soil was classified as an oxy soil with 1% of slope and a clay tester. Then the result. After we did, we introduced the inputs for the model, we calibrated and did the simulations. Then I separate the wet, the season, and then we have the yields for the wet season. In the X axis here, we have yield, In the y-axis, we have year, and in the z-axis, we have the sowing dates. But to demonstrate better what happened in the wet season, I also plot a graph which show the average of yields from the highest average of yields, which was for December 1st, while the lowest average of yield was October 1st. But to explain better what has happened, I choose the highest and the lowest yield, which was December 4th with 3.3 tons per hectare, and October 15th with 123 from 2010. Then I plot a graph from the soil moistures, where we have in soil moistures and the rainfall. And each line here, the red, yellow, and the green, show the layers from 0 to 5, 5 to 15, and 15 to 30 centimeters of the soil. This is from December 1st, and also the lowest yield, which was October 15, where we can see the difference between the amounts of precipitation. It was the principal factor which affect our yield. Also, I plot the leaf area index graph, where we can see in the green line the highest yield from December 1st, and the blue line, October 15, the lowest yield. Here we can see that the highest leaf area index presented was 2.8, but the average of highest leaf area index from yields higher than 3 tons were 4.5. But how could we explain that? If we back to this graph, we can see that the amount of rain here is not enough in the vegetative stage of the dry bean, showing that after it started again, after flowering date, we got highest yield, showing that the dry bean has a water stress tolerance in its vegetative stages. I did the same for the dry season, where we have yields, year, and sowing dates. And the highest mean of yields was for February 1st. The lowest one was for April. And the highest and the lowest, 3.0, 18 kilograms per hectare to February 15th. And 147 kilograms per hectare for March 1st. I plot the same graph with the soil moistures, where we can see now a bare amount of rain, and it's really the distribution is very well along all life cycle of the dry bean. The difference is only the amount of rain in both the highest and lowest yields from this year, 2009 and 2005. The leaf area index now, as we have a higher amount of rain in the vegetative state, it's get the 4.5 meters cubic per meter square per meter square. And the green line show the sowing date of February 15th, and the blue March 1st. The winter seeds showed unfeasible with lowest, really low values of the production. Then I didn't continue these studies to perform the same graphs that I did before. So I put in blocks plot analysis, where we can see that the green square here show the 0 to 25% of occurrence of the events, the yellow 25 to 75%, and the blue 75 to 100%. And what we are looking for here is the shorter rectangle and in the highest place here. Although the wet season, as it's already said, is the wet, we have all possibilities of occurrence. But we can see that December 1st was the best one here. I did the same for the dry season. We already have the short rectangle and the January 15th. And it's decreasing as late as you perform your sowing date. The winter season, we can see that it's unfeasible. There is no production. So we have a tendency here. It starts low, it increases between the wet and dry season, and it goes down as soon as you go to the winter season, showing that in the wet season, if you do your sowing, your planting late, you get better better yields. While when you do in the dry season, early, better yields are achieved. Then Our objective was determine which is the best sowing date. So we have for the wet season, December 1st, although December 15 also provide a good yield and good results. The January 15 for the dry season, followed by February 1st, although it's really high, the rectangle. And the winter season, although it's proved to be unfeasible, needing an irrigation system to provide better yields, April 15 was the highest yield. Remember that for dry bean, the water needed during all season is 300 to 600 millimeters of water during all season, and it needs a minimum of 100 millimeters of water monthly. To conclude my work, we could see that the model, the crop grow dry bean presented in the DSOT, it should demonstrate a high sensitivity to the rainfall, where highest yields were simulated for the wet season and dry season, which show better distribution of precipitation. So the precipitation was the important variable here. And for the highest yield simulated for the wet season was for sowing date December 1st, while the lowest one for October 1st. Then, what I already said, highest yield can be achieved with later sowing dates. The dry season had the highest yield for sowing date of January 15, and lowest was April 1st. And here, it's the opposite. Although, when in dry season, it's so early, you sow early your dry bean, higher yields are achieved. And finally, the winter season, which proved to be unfeasible, and require an irrigation system for better crop development, consequently, better yields. Well, I would thank CAPS Foundation, it's from Brazil, with the Coordination of Improvement of a Higher Education Person, the State University of Maringá, the Agronomy Department from the State University of Maringá, UNEMAT, which was the university which helped us to perform this study, and the University of Florida. This is a question of one of our trials. Then, any questions?
Looking at your winter season, it seems that according to the conclusion you made, it's kind of, is it very dry during the winter season?
Or yeah.
Is temperature that is becoming more limiting as the
okay.
Or it is the temperature that may limit the development of the crop.
Okay. Well, the question is that if it's the winter season is dry, and if it's the temperature who determine my crop development, right? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. In Brazil, we have as we call CFA climb, and we performed a study about the temperature too, but the temperature, if you change like from 1 or 2 degrees Celsius, it changed only one of the cropping life day, like for 8 to 9 to 9. So the temperature didn't affect the crop developing, the crop development. So the model also performed it, and it showed that like it's not influenced in the crop development, the degrees Celsius. Like, although if you have like higher amounts of temperature, like 4 degrees Celsius, of course it's you're gonna affect the dry bean development. But in the region it was not like that. And in Brazil, the winter season showed dry while the summer is wet. Yeah, it's kind of opposite from here, because the summer, it's now there. No, now it's the winter.
Thank you very much.
Okay.